Heber J. Grant from Wikipedia, the Free Encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. Heber J. Grant, born November 22, 1856, and died May 14, 1945, was the seventh president of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. He was ordained an apostle on October 16, 1882, on the same day as George Teasdale. Grant served as church president from 1918 to his death in 1945. Heber Jetty Grant was born in Salt Lake City, Utah, to Jedediah M. and Rachel Rigby Ivins Grant. Jedediah Grant had served as Brigham Young counselor in the first presidency of the LDS Church. However, he died 9 days after Heber was born, and Rachel became the dominant influence in Heber's life. The business Heber J. Grant helped develop, the Avenues neighborhood of Salt Lake City. In 1884, he served a term as a representative to the Utah Territorial Legislature. In 1901, Grant was sent to Japan to open the Japanese mission of the LDS Church, where he served as its president until 1903, when he returned home, but was almost immediately sent to preside over the British and European mission. Heber J. Grant succeeded Joseph F. Smith as president of the church in November 1918. However, he was not sustained in the position by the general church membership until June 1919, as the widespread influenza pandemic of 1918 and 1920 forced a delay of the traditional April LDS General Conference. During his tenure as president, Grant enforced the manifesto outlawing plural marriage throughout his tenure as president of the church, and gave inspired guidance as the church's social structure evolved away from its early days of plural marriages. One of his greatest legacies as prophet and president of the church is the welfare program of the church, which was instituted by Revelation in 1936. He said, quote, "Our primary purpose was to set up, in so far as it might be possible, a system under which the curse of idleness would be done away with, the evils of a dole abolished, and independence, industry, thrift, and self-respect be once more established amongst our people. The aim of the church is to help the people help themselves." Unquote. Heber J. Grant died in Salt Lake City, Utah. Plural marriage. Heber J. Grant was the last of the presidents of the LDS Church to practice plural marriage. He married a first time in 1877, and then again twice in 1884. Some sources suggest the latter two marriages were annulled after the manifesto ending plural marriages was issued by President Wilford Woodruff in 1890, but no evidence can be found to support this. Grant married Lucy Stringham on November 1, 1877. Lucy bore him 6 children before she died in 1893, after a long illness, during which he gave constant and tender devotion to her, as he had throughout their marriage. He married Huldah Augusta Winters on May 26, 1884. Augusta bore him 1 daughter. She accompanied Grant to Japan when Grant was sent to open the Japanese mission in 1901, remained with Grant until his death in 1945. She died in 1952. He married Emily Harris Wells on May 27, 1884. Emily bore him 5 children before she died in 1908. She accompanied Grant during his time presiding over the British and European mission in 1903. Emily's last child was born in 1899, the same year Grant pleaded guilty to cohabitation and paid a $100 fine. Cohabitation was the most common charge for polygamists. This daughter, Frances, knew her father as a remarkable family man. This file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.